We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and a special guest joining us today, the CEO of the United Way of Greater Rochester. Jamie Saunders is on with us. How are you?
Hi, Jamie.
It's been a minute.
I'm doing great. Good morning.
I remember talking to you during the pandemic, like the thick of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we
talked something?
About all the cool things you guys were doing, and things are just getting even cooler over at the United Way.
Yeah, we've been busy. 2020's been quite
yes.
a year.
Right.
For sure. So this is actually something that I brought up in the Team PXY feed yesterday, and we wanted to talk to you because we know how involved the United Way is with this. The 21-day Rock Equity Challenge. So it actually, today's day one. It's going to go through November 20th, so we're not a math show. We've never been great with on-the-spot math, but if I carry the six, okay, that's 21 days right there. And basically, how this works is that every single day, if you or your organization sign up at rockequitychallenge.org, you get sent a piece of content. And Jamie, can you expand on this a little bit as to what will be received every day?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it apparently takes 21 days to start a new habit. So that's where that came from. There have been racial equity challenges issued for several years in different communities. And with everything happening in our country and in our community, many workplaces and individuals reached out to United Way to say, can we bring this here? So we, true to form, with this amazing community, we now have a coalition of 50 organizations who are helping to bring the challenge to Rochester.
That's awesome.
And Rochester has risen to the challenge.
Of course
we have. Amazing.
Was there any doubt in your mind? Of course not.
Well, we thought there'd be some interest, but I must tell you, as of this morning, we have more than 80,000 individuals
wow.
have signed up, more than
wow.
400 businesses and companies. And it's not too late at rockequitychallenge.org. What it is, exactly like you said, Corey, it's a commitment of about 10 minutes a day. It's self-directed learning. You'll get an email that will say a little bit of content and then take you to a podcast or a brief article. Really important is also local ways that you can help and make a difference.
Certainly. And, of
That's
course,
awesome.
Very top of mind here, specifically in Rochester, given everything that happened with the Daniel Prude incident, the protesting that we've seen literally, for months now. We have talked to a bunch of people on our show, and one of the biggest pieces of advice that we keep hearing is listen. Just listen. The time to talk is not necessarily right now. The time to listen is right now.
Yeah, agreed. Listen and learn, right? So, there's a lot of attention and a lot of tension that's happening right now, but that is a reflection of many years, decades, and centuries that we need to understand. And it is through education that we grow. It is a challenge, which is not only a commitment of 21 days, but it's a challenge because I will tell you, as I have read pieces of material, it is challenging to read because you have to think about where you may unwittingly, I'll speak for myself, contributed unknowingly
sure.
or where I may have had biases that I didn't mm-hmm. know about. It really is, it's not pointing fingers at all. And this is not partisan. This is not agreeing or disagreeing with current events. It really is about self-reflection, education, and that's how we can make change. And I must tell you, it is so inspiring to me and shows what Rochester is about that, again, more than 80,000 people have signed up. And again, it's free. You can sign up even a few days late because you can catch up on the website. You can go backwards and do your homework and catch up with the challenge if you can't start today. But what it shows is I really think a lot of people just want to understand.
Sure.
They see what's happening in the news. They see, events that they just want to understand. And that's really what this is about.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I've seen countless people, post and share and like and comment on this specific challenge. And it really is, a firestorm that's spreading around Rochester, at least on social media from what I've seen. And it hasn't even started yet. So that's amazing that people are really taking the initiative and wanting to learn and wanting to like broaden their horizons and be understanding when it comes to one of the biggest issues it's been going on for over 400 years, and it's really just, it needs to stop. So can we talk about like what kind of content we're going to be seeing? I know you said there's going to be podcasts and articles and things along those lines. Is anything going to be like interactive? Do people have to do things on social media to, show that they are learning every day? How does that side of things work?
We hope people will. And I love that my social media feed has been just bombarded as well. And it just shows the reach, the interest, the support. I do want to say that very early, I mean, this is only happening in the last 3 weeks where we've had workplaces reach out. I want to thank Bob Duffy at the Chamber of Commerce.
Of course,
who just, when I called him, and I said, do you think we should do this? And like within an hour, he had the whole board.
And
it was out to his membership.
Exactly.
And then really our partners who are experts in diversity, equity, inclusion, we are so fortunate in Rochester to have organizations like the Urban League and the YWCA and the Rochester Equity Justice Initiative and others who said, yes, please, let us do this. And again, we have a coalition who is putting it together. United Way, we're the backbone, so we're behind the curtain, if you will, doing the mechanics of it. That's our job, is to convene and to implement. I must tell you, this is a community coalition and a community effort, and it's just blowing me away. In terms of content, it'll start very much around what is diversity, equity, and inclusion. What do we mean by racial equity? And I will tell you one article that I just read, it talked about, we hear these terms, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. And what I loved with this one phrase, the author said, diversity is being invited to the party. Inclusion is being asked to dance. And equity is that you hear your favorite song on the playlist. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means that not only am I invited, but I'm actually included. And then I actually am a part of the culture and a part of what is taking place in a community. And I think it's really that just clicks for me, because I can say, oh, we're diverse, or, oh, yes, we are inclusive. But if you really pull up the look under the hood, we have incredible disparities in our region. And I am born and raised here. I am Rochesterian through and through.
Same.
Fact that we are the top in terms of deep segregation in the nation, that our disparities from health to education is just between our races and ethnicities is so significantly more than across the state or the nation. We have to take a hard look and we have to learn, and that is how we're going to be able to move forward so everyone in Rochester has an opportunity to thrive.
Absolutely. Jimmy Saunders, CEO of the United Way of Greater Rochester, on with us now talking about the 21-day Rock Equity Challenge. So ultimate goals here of obviously to inform, to understand, to create some synergy amongst everyone in the community. If you could dream up your perfect way that this would all play out, what would this all lead to?
It would lead to aha moments. So again, it's self-directed learning. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at the content that people are submitting, and we have a great process for that. And I'm having ahas. And I think I've spent a majority of my career thinking about these issues, and I'm learning. I think that the great win is that this is the start of a much longer journey. And being open, being challenged, being educated, being self-reflective, it has to start from within. And that is how we can move forward. It has been, 2020 has been such a year. I know that we're exhausted. I think, we're in the middle of so many different challenges, from our health challenge to our economic challenges that we face. And racial justice is not a new challenge, but it has become really front and center for all of us. So I think it's that you can't ignore it. Now, and to be able to do something, which is what I think the overwhelming response has been, we want to do something, but it's really important to know what the challenge is and what it isn't. So after 21 days, racial inequities won't be solved. What I'm hopeful of, and I am so filled with hope, I am so proud of Rochester, that we will take this moment. We will learn from it. We'll have these conversations. And it wasn't by design, but I love the fact that this challenge ends right before Thanksgiving. So we're at the Thanksgiving table.
Right.
So I have ways to engage with my uncles. And I think that it's important that we have these conversations. You know, I think for so long it's been not talked about, sure. ignored, or so uncomfortable. But, you know, it really takes pain for growth. And that's what we're hoping that we can do. If we believe in this community and love this community, believe our neighbors should have access and opportunity like we do, then that is what this challenge is about.
Fantastic. All right. Again, already 80,000 individuals have signed up, over 280 organizations. Not too late to get involved. Again, today's only day one, and you can jump in, you know, a few days in. But better late than never, right?
Sure. That's exactly right. All the content's on the website, so you can definitely do makeup days. But as soon as you sign up, you know, you will get those daily emails. They happen around 10 a.m. every day, and only on weekdays. So you get your weekends off.
There you go.
You can catch up this weekend if you sign up today, and it's rockequitychallenge.org.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Jamie, for everything you're doing over at the United Way.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and thanks for taking the time today to tell us a little bit more about it. I hope to see that number climb even higher than 80,000 people here in our
Agreed.
Community.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.